Hey folks, and welcome to another episode of Podcraft. This is the podcast about everything podcasting, from equipment to interview skills and everything in between. I'm Colin Gray, and joined as always by Matthew McLean. How are you doing, Matthew?
Hello, I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
And you?
Very well, very well. That was a very normal greeting.
Yeah.
Your normal...
I know. I'm completely out of ideas.
Fair enough, fair enough. Okay, I won't push that. So, how are you doing this week? Everything well?
Very well. I've got a game of football tonight.
Oh.
Second game
Sorry
for this
that.
Team.
Yeah.
Got beat 9-1
well,
at the weekend.
You enjoy it, don't you?
Hopefully, the team that beat us 9-1 at the weekend beat the team we're playing tonight 10-1. So I'm trying to work out how this will go.
Is it addition or multiplication?
It might be that we're a goal better than them, but football doesn't work like that. They'll beat us 5-1.
Oh, wait, sorry, you meant the other way. I thought you meant they'd beat the team that beat you. So it's if they're 10 times better than them and they're 10 times better than you, then they're 100 times better than
you. In theory, we're 1-0 up, but I know it won't work like that.
Yeah, okay, so. Or that way. This is soccer for our American viewers, which is an entirely different game, especially in Fife, where actually it's probably more resembles American football in terms of the aggression and the body contact. Does it?
Apart from me, I'm a lover, not a fighter on the pitch.
Well, apart from it, you've told me before when you get quite annoyed with your team though and your temper comes out.
I don't have the physical capabilities to back it up though, so it's all impotent rage.
Talking about it, so there's plenty of impotent rage on YouTube, and that is what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
So this week around, we're going to talk about another listener question this week from a lovely chap called John, who's interested in how to get his audio onto YouTube. So how to figure out how to basically repurpose a podcast onto YouTube for maybe, you know, a wider reach, for reaching more people. Maybe it's taking out highlights. Oh, anyway, we'll talk about that stuff as we go along. That's what we're going to come on to. You can find, as always, the show notes for this, any resources we mention or anything you want to find out about the episode at the show notes, which you'll find over at podcraft.net/308. This is episode 8 of series 3, so that's 308. You'll find everything over there, from the resources to the links, everything you want. So, should we go on to the question?
Yeah, I guess the technical side of things, I suppose.
Yeah,
I was looking at this. YouTube, nowadays, it supports 8 different types of file formats for uploading.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
MOV, MP4, AVI, WMV.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, like, for simplicity here, we'll just refer to video files and audio files.
Right.
That'll
okay,
make
cool.
it a bit easier.
Right.
So, yeah, basically, if you're making an audio podcast, if you're recording audio, you end up with an audio file, you need it to be a video file to get it onto YouTube.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the bottom line, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm.
So making an audio file into a video file doesn't necessarily mean a video in the traditional sense that there needs to be moving images
yeah,
and
yeah.
stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
It literally just means that there is room for a you know, moving images, or essentially
yeah.
there is just one picture. Like
yeah.
in its most basic form, it's some audio with a black screen
yeah.
or a white screen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you're going to get a bit more creative, you can just have your podcast artwork.
The cover art in the background.
Screen.
Yeah.
And that essentially
yeah.
is your video,
yeah.
Which you could then upload to YouTube.
Yeah.
But as far as John's concerned, well, how do we get the audio to become
yeah.
a video
yes,
like that?
Yeah. So actually, in his question, he refers to a couple of tools that he's using, doesn't he? So let's read that out just quickly, actually. So he says, John says, I've been following you for a while now, and it's helped a lot. Thanks for that. No worries, John. I'm currently having one issue. I'm not sure if you've spoken on it or not. I'm having trouble exporting my audio from Adobe Audition into YouTube. I was able to upload it into SoundCloud, presumably from Audition, but I want to place it into YouTube too. If you could help me with that, it'd be greatly appreciated. Thanks, John. So yeah, this is referring to the tools in Audition in the export section, isn't it? Where you can turn audio into video, I believe. So so that's probably what you're going to come on to, but I just wanted to make sure we were clear what John was asking. So yeah, go for it.
Yeah, as far as I know, you don't convert audio into video inside Adobe Audition.
Okay, sure.
I'm sure a listener will correct me if I'm wrong here, but my understanding is to work with video, you would, and if you're signed up to the Adobe Creative Cloud, there's a good chance you're going to have access to Premiere Pro, which is like the sister program, which deals with video.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's very easy to link those together. Mm-hmm. In fact, there's some great tutorials by Mike Russell, King of Adobe. We could put links to those in the show notes. But you could link up Audition and Premiere Pro.
Yeah.
So in the past, if I've wanted to create a video, I'll just open up Premiere Pro, pull my audio into there, and just like import a picture, like a JPEG, a cover art. You could stretch it out to the length of your audio. If you want to get a bit fancy, you could put a slideshow, maybe just episodes fading in and out, not episodes, images fading in and out to each other. You could have the branded intro and outro and stuff like that, and then you could just mix that down as a video, upload it to YouTube or Vimeo or wherever. So if you're working with Adobe, it's possible that you're going to be able to do just that. But I do appreciate that not everyone subscribes to Audition, you know.
Has
people
that,
use Audacity and things like that as well, so
yeah, I mean, I know that Premiere can actually export directly to YouTube.
Yeah.
So when you're doing the save out, you can export directly there. So that saves you a few steps. John, I think, is talking about, he mentions here uploading it into SoundCloud. I think, is that not an export option from Audition? Can you get it to automatically send there?
It might be. If I'd done my research, I would know this. But
Well, we can follow that up in the show notes, but I think it is. Audition, Adobe tools definitely offer a lot of options in terms of where you export them to. So I'm pretty sure that does exist, actually.
Again, so not that it's difficult just to mix a file down and upload it to your media host anyway. But I know what you're saying, if that's possible.
Yeah, but you're absolutely right. Yeah, exactly. So stick it into Premiere, put in some images, even if it's just one, export that as an MP4 and upload that to YouTube. That's one option, isn't it?
Yeah.
One thing I do, if you are going to do it in that simple way, something that I do when I'm putting images behind audio is just a wee animation trick, in that you can do an animation where you do a really slow zoom. So over, say, 30 seconds, a minute or so, you can actually zoom from, say, 100% to 110%. So it's literally just 10% over a minute, but it just has this little dynamic effect whereby it's moving, and it turns it from a still image into a video. And there's something about it that just makes it more interesting and more obviously a video. Even though it's a tiny little change, it's just a very, very slow zoom. So that works quite well. And you can do that in Premiere, or there's a lot of the kind of easier tools like Movie Maker or iMovie and stuff like that.
That's a great option if you're, I mean, obviously you'd have to be working on a Mac, but if you're creating your audio podcast in Audacity, then it's really simple just to pull it into something like iMovie. I think that comes as default with your Mac, as far as I could remember.
It's free, certainly.
So really easy, just mix it down as a video and upload it to YouTube. There's also a great option if you host with the media host Libsyn. They have the capability to link your Libsyn account up with a YouTube account. And Libsyn have got loads of great publishing features where, like, you can connect your accounts up to all sorts of different places, like SoundCloud, which might be dead by the time this podcast goes out, to be honest, but TuneIn Radio and stuff like that. But so you could connect your Libsyn account with YouTube, and that they'll basically, when you hit publish, you only have to upload to one place. When you hit publish, your podcast will go out as normal. But Libsyn will actually take your cover art and your audio and create a video just using that cover art and upload it directly to YouTube as well. So you don't even have to go into YouTube and do all that. It does it all for you. So, I mean, that's one of the things that makes Libsyn really good at what they do is because they pay attention to stuff like this. So.
Yes, yeah. Now, do Libsyn create an animated background, or do they just...
As far as I know, it's just your cover art.
Just cover art.
They're just using your cover art, I'm fairly confident.
So, so that next level up, I think, and certainly in automating it, there's a couple of tools out there. There's one called... audiograms. And we've got an article on this site written by Robert Kelly, and he's used this before. There's two ways to do this. So I'll try and describe it. You put your audio onto an image, and the image can be either just your podcast artwork, or it could be something you've made specifically to go behind a video on YouTube. And I'd recommend doing that. Like, if you have sort of, here are links to click, here's where the show notes are, that type of stuff, you can create an image quite easily that would just have some text on it that says, here's the link for the show notes, here's the link for the show, subscribe here, blah, blah, blah. So it's actually making it useful rather than just the podcast cover art. And then what the audiograms tool does is actually overlays a dynamic sound wave. So it actually moves. So there's a sound wave that reflects the volume, the sounds of the speech. So as you're talking, it's moving about in sync with your speech. And so there's this little animated thing that makes it just a bit more interesting. You know, if you've just got a totally still image there, then it's kind of, people maybe tend to tune out a little bit, but if there's something moving there, it keeps their attention a bit more. I mean, still, you're going to struggle to keep people watching a YouTube video for more than 5-10 minutes, aren't you? So putting an hour-long podcast on there is probably not that feasible. Although you could argue that people will listen in the background on YouTube, couldn't
you?
Yeah, like they'll open up YouTube, start playing your podcast, put it in the background and start working away in the computer anyway. But the audiograms tool is cool because you can just, you upload your MP3 to it, you upload the picture, and it creates this animated video automatically, which can then go onto YouTube. And it just looks a bit more slick, a bit more professional. Now, there's a bit of technical setup with the audiogram software, but the upside is it's free. So Robert's got a full guide to how to set that up on our article, and we'll put that in the show notes, which you can get over at podcraft.net/808. So if you pop over there, you'll see a link to Robert's article, or just search audiograms on thepodcasthost.com. And the other one is, there's a paid one that I came across recently called Wave. And they do, I think it's W-A-V-V-E. I was just trying to quickly find it on the web there. And I'll put the full link in the show notes again, but I'm pretty sure it's called Wave. Yeah, that's the one. So it's getwave.com with two V's, and they can do that too. So it's shareable videos, and they kind of push it as for sharing on social media. So it creates this nicely animated little image based on your cover art and maybe something else, you know, a particular sharing image you've created around the episode, and you can put it on. Now, they're a paid service, obviously. So you have to pay for that, but it does save a bit of time. There's less technical setup. But they're not too expensive. They're around the same as your standard types of tools, $7, $12 type of thing for different types of usage. So there's another way to do it as well. Alrighty, and the last one is our tool, actually. So
yeah, if only some really clever podcasting company were looking into developing something like this.
Indeed. Funnily enough. So we've talked a bit about our tool that's in development right now called Alitu, which is really to make the whole podcast production cycle a lot easier. So it's to help us create audio really much more easily. So you'll be able to upload your raw audio and it'll output it and publish it in a really good form, branded, polished, all that kind of stuff. But a big thing we want to do in there is put video in too. So repurposing videos. I would argue that, you know, just repurposing a half hour long podcast into a video, I don't know, I'm not sure how much use that is, whether people are going to go to YouTube and watch a half hour thing. But a highlight, like a 2-minute clip or a key takeaway type of thing, surely that's much more useful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, would you go through and take out, you know, you remember a quote from somebody, or if you're interviewing somebody, you kind of note it down as you're going along, and then you can go back and quickly highlight that. That's the idea. So we're built to highlight sections, and it will output them as clips to go onto YouTube, and they'll have an animated background, that type of stuff too. So yeah, look out for that. We're hoping that's going to be out within a few months, so August, September time. So that'll help you out hopefully with that too. Alrighty, does that cover it, Matthew?
Yeah, I think it does. We had another resource I thought we could point to as well, an article on the site, YouTube Videos That Drive Action, written by your good self, I believe, Colin.
Indeed.
As part of
the Content Stacking series.
So what was the basis of that article?
It was kind of basis of the tool as well that we're building, the whole content stacking thing. It was how to repurpose. So it was how to, the big takeaways in there, I suppose, that's useful to this is how to create a YouTube video that actually drives action in terms of gets people to click it, to do something with it. So if you were to take a highlight from your podcast, for example, stick it on YouTube, or you take the whole podcast, for example, how to put in the little captions, the call outs, the little tools that YouTube offers that brings up a little pop-up that people can click. So say you mention, like we just mentioned Wave, so you could pop up something on a video on YouTube that actually says, click here to go and see it. Or if it's resources, like, so for this resource, we could actually put a link up on YouTube, pops up on the screen as we mention this, and it helps people click through to it. So there's loads of really good stuff in YouTube that helps you promote action, whether it's subscribing to your show, subscribing to your channel, going to a particular link, buying a product, all that kind of stuff. And this article's all about that, is how to create YouTube stuff that either, yeah, helps you grow your audience, or it helps you actually sell your services, your products, that type of stuff.
Very good. Well, that will be in the show notes as well.
Indeed.
On what episode did we say it was?
808.
808.
Yeah, indeed.
And I suppose we should mention the survey as well.
Indeed. Still running the survey. So mentioned last week, we are collecting information about how people are podcasting right now in 2017, from the equipment to the tools to the software. And I'm going to do an epic post on it eventually, which outlines, hopefully give you a lot of information about the types of stuff people are using right now. It might give you some inspiration on what you can do. It helps you compare your stuff to everyone else's, which we all like to do. But there's also a competition related to it as well. So you could win either a Rode SmartLav Plus, great little mic for plugging into your smartphone or your laptop to record a podcast, or you can get a copy of Out on the Wire by Jessica Abel as well, which is one of my favourite books that relates to podcasting, all about storytelling, creating great radio stories, audio stories, isn't it?
Good book, yeah. Solid book.
Indeed.
Also a podcast series.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which
yeah.
is worth a listen to.
Indeed. So if you go over to thepodcasthost.com/comp, C-O-M-P, thepodcasthost.com/comp, then you'll get to the front page for that. Fill in the survey and you'll be entered into the competition. So I'd love to see your stuff there. All right, will that do for this week?
That will indeed. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for spending time with us. Thanks for coming along. We know it's valuable. We know your attention is divided everywhere these days. So thanks for coming to listen to the show again. And we shall see you on the next one, where we're going to cover something around. What are we going to cover again, Matthew? We're going to do something around multiple mics, aren't we? In a more simple way. So we got a question around using mics without a mixer. So how you use three mics without a mixer and different setups in that way.
Yeah. Can it be done?
Can it be done?
Let's find out.
Cliffhanger. We'll see you in the next episode, where we'll talk about that very topic. Talk to you then.